Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ryan Scott. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Vamsidhar Velchetti, MD, professor in the Department of Medicine at NYU Grossman School of Medicine and director of the Thoracic Medical Oncology Program at NYU Langone Health's Perlmutter Cancer Center. Dr. Velchetti highlighted planned research into whether mobile technology services can improve patient outcomes for underserved and underrepresented patient populations. Specifically, Velchetti will investigate whether Black, Hispanic, and Asian patients with non-small cell lung cancer had improved outcomes when utilizing digital telehealth services and platforms. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Velchetti expanded on key outcomes that patients will be evaluated for and detailed whether long-term outcomes can be improved with the use of technology-enabled monitoring, as well as if these services can assist in closing gaps in clinical care for underrepresented populations. Thank you, Dr. Velchetti, again for agreeing to speak with me today on some upcoming exciting research that you're a part of about the Lung Cancer Health Equity Catalyst Research Team. So to kick things off, would you be able to expand on what this team is?
Thank you, Ryan. And this is a grant that was supported by Stand Up to Cancer Health Equity Team. And this is a New York City-wide consortium comprising of NYU, Mount Sinai, Columbia, and Montefiore, and all the key investigators in lung cancer across these institutions came together to kind of put together this consortium to address critical needs in terms of disease monitoring and side effect monitoring of patients in the underserved community with lung cancer being treated with immunotherapy. And this grant would involve mobile technology, like innovative ways to kind of monitor patients remotely, especially in the underserved community where access to timely care is limited. We're really excited about this grant.
What led to this kind of research and the inception of this project?
In the underserved community, especially in New York, you know, we have a very geographically diverse and demographically very diverse communities that we serve at each of our institutions. And in some of these satellite locations, the access to timely care or timely patient appointments is very limited, and especially in underserved minorities because of various social determinants of health, like, for example, even transportation to be able to get to the clinic in time for getting a workup and checkup for symptoms is limited. So what this grant is actually studying is an innovative approach to using telehealth-based approaches to monitor patients at home, prevent hospital admissions, improve quality of care, and improve access to the providers in a timely manner. So patients getting treated with immunotherapy, recognizing early symptoms is very important for optimal delivery of care for these patients. So we're hoping to achieve that using like a telehealth-based approach.
What are you hoping to come of this? What would be an ideal outcome for this research?
So the ideal outcome for this research is having incorporation of telehealth-based services, deploying technology to address some key unmet needs in these underserved minority populations across New York City to overall improve the quality of care and decrease the number of hospital admissions, and also, most importantly, keep patients on treatments by managing adverse events in a proactive manner. And not just that, I think we are also planning to use this framework of the New York City-wide consortium to improve access to cutting-edge clinical trials in underserved minority populations, which is a really huge problem. And being able to kind of monitor these patients proactively and being able to screen them for clinical trials is actually very important.
Obviously, we're talking about utilizing telehealth throughout this research. Is there any other specific methodologies that will be utilized?
In addition to serving as like a way to kind of screen patients early for side effects, We will also be using patient-generated data. That is, like, we'll be using devices like Apple Watch to kind of pick up changes in patients' vitals and patients' activity levels. And this is going to be a really critical piece of the research that we'll be doing. And we'll be able to, like, obtain this information and see if we can actually use this information to pick up changes in the patient's physiology while on treatment and pair that with patient-reported outcomes and see if we can actually improve quality of care and quality of monitoring of these patients on immunotherapy.
And what could these improved outcomes mean for these patient populations and how they're treated in the future?
The key idea here is that patients will be able to stay on treatments that are effective for a longer duration of time. Because sometimes when patients have side effects from immunotherapy, if they're not detected early, it might lead to very adverse outcomes, hospitalizations, and poor overall clinical outcomes for these patients. So what we are trying to achieve is improved outcomes in underserved minority patient populations so that patients can stay on effective treatments and manage side effects in a proactive manner.
Can you expand on why it is important to delve into these kind of newer research methods with these underserved populations?
In underserved minority populations, there are a lot of social determinants of health that prevent them from getting timely access to care, and visits to the hospital and the clinic are much harder, and patients did generally have difficulty even getting to the physician's office for evaluation. In order to overcome these barriers, we believe a technology-based solution paired with care team that's dedicated to addressing these needs, providing telehealth-based resources, is absolutely critical. What we're trying to achieve through the New York Citywide Consortium is to offer exactly that. So this is not just going to be a technology-based solution. This is going to be a technology-based solution paired with a team of mid-level providers, nurses that are available 24/7 and help triage the symptoms in a more effective manner and avoid hospitalizations, avoid discontinuation of treatments because of severe side effects by detecting and managing these side effects in a very timely manner.
And then starting to close out our conversation today, what can other oncologists do to help improve the care of these underserved populations and assist in closing the gaps in clinical care for these underrepresented populations?
So I think one of the key aspects that is very challenging for underserved minority populations getting optimal care is all these social determinants of health, like simple things like access to transportation services and being able to have like timely access to the providers. And in the community setting, this becomes very challenging because in most situations, we are dealing with very limited patient navigation support at clinics. And having patient navigation services to address these socioeconomic needs for our patients is very critical in maintaining the adequate quality of care that we desire to deliver to these patients.
If you had to boil everything down, what would be a main takeaway for colleagues on what we've spoken on today?
The main takeaway point here is that patients who are from underserved minority populations, they have special needs that need to be addressed, and the patient care and patient navigation services are very unique. And I think they have to be tailored to the population that each of our practices caters to. So some of the requirements and some of the challenges are very unique to the demographic that our individual clinics actually cater to. So it is really important to have like a community-centric, community-tailored patient navigation services in our practices. And what we are trying to do here as part of the Center for Cancer Health Equity grant is to pair those patient navigation services and patient care delivery services with advanced mobile technology-based solutions to improve a more integrated and effective care management solution for our patients.
Thank you so much again for agreeing to speak with me today.
Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate it.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Onc Live On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and at OncLiveSOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.